Thank you, and welcome to another radio broadcast from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening, and we do pray that God would bless you as you listen this morning to a portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. You can also check us out on the internet by going to www.independencebaptist.org. There's much information there concerning our church, and I know that if you're interested in our church, this information will be invaluable to you. This morning, we're going to join Brother John Alls once again as he continues his study concerning scriptural, biblical music. This morning, going to be discussing who should sing.
You know, in the study of music, there's all different kinds of aspects that you need to look at. Of course, we've already talked about what it's supposed to be about. We know that that ranges anywhere from about His righteousness to His mercy, all the way down to His judgment. You need to talk about when should you sing. You know, we learned that it was all of our life. We learned that it was with when we had understanding. It could be used in battle. The Lord uses the songs in battle to provide a great victory. But another aspect of it is, and this is kind of when me and Tanya were studying this in our personal devotions, we kind of thought, well, you know, who should be singing? Is it everybody? Is it only some people? Only the skillful, only the, you know, who should be singing? And here's what we found. If you look in Psalms chapter 96, verse 1, you're going to find a very interesting thing here. It says, Psalms chapter 96, verse 1, O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. So here we have an actual scripture verse that's saying all the earth is supposed to be singing. This is not an individual. This is not just the skillful. This is all the earth should be singing praises to God. Of course, in this verse, we find there's a commandment that all should be singing. Obviously, some don't. But it is a commandment that all should sing glory and honor to the Lord. Another verse that you could use along that same lines is actually Psalms chapter 100, also in verse 1. And I'm going to go ahead and read this whole chapter. But it says, Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter unto His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Of course, there's a lot we could take out of that chapter, but with the topic we're on right now, basically the main thing we're looking at is it says, Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. So again, I think that's another way of saying all earth. Everybody should be praising the Lord. Everybody should be singing praises to Him. All ye lands, I think, is basically meaning, in this case, lands lots of times means nations. So all the earth, every nation should be praising and honoring God. I think you'll also find in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 6, there's another reference to who will be singing. Now, we've already read these two chapters that are commandments to sing, and it's commandments for all to sing. Of course, we know that not everybody's going to be doing that. But if you look in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 6, it says, In the transgression of an evil man there is a snare, but the righteous doth sing and rejoice. So I think in this case, you find the Bible saying that, you know, the righteous are going to be singing and rejoicing. That's what they're going to be doing. They're not going to be out to get everybody else. They're not going to be trying to put snares and stumbling blocks in front of people. But the righteous are actually going to be singing and rejoicing about what the Lord's done for them. And so in this case, when you're talking about who should be singing, well, one, there's a commandment that everybody should be singing. But the Bible specifically says that the righteous will be singing. And then there's one other thought I'd like you to keep in mind along this same subject. And this is a little bit of a kind of a different twist to this who should be singing. But this is a really neat chapter, and I couldn't talk about singing and praising God and not mention this one. So if you turn over to Psalms chapter 148, Psalms chapter 148, and I'm going to read down through most of this chapter. It says, "Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights, praise ye him all his angels, praise ye him all his host, praise ye him sun and moon, praise him all ye stars of light, praise him ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them for ever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons, and all depths, fire, hail, snow, vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things, flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord." Now, I know there is a difference between singing and praising, although we find in many places that's exactly what singing is supposed to be doing. It's supposed to be praising God. I find it really, really neat that when you read this chapter and you find out what's supposed to be praising God, there isn't anything that's not mentioned. It talks about the earth. It talks about inanimate objects. It talks about stars. It talks about the sun, the moon, people, all kings, young men, old. It doesn't matter. Everything should be bringing praise and glory to God. Now, this particular chapter, again, is a psalm, so it's a song. Everything in this world can give glory and honor, one way or the other, to the Lord. You think about the song, "This is my Father's World." I think that's an example of a hymn that we sing that points out God's creation, and that this is his world. He created it. He has control over it. So our songs can be about all this other stuff, his glory, his salvation, his mercy, his judgment. But it should also be taking the things of this earth and using them to praise God. The magnificence of how this universe works and how the sun and the stars and the universe all work together, that in and of itself is a praise and an honor to God. He created it. He has control over it. If it was one little bitty bit different, it would all be destroyed. But he holds it. He controls it. He created it. And it works. So you find here in Psalms 148 that pretty well everything should be and is going to be in one way or another given praise and honor to God. So I think it's pretty neat. Again, you know, there's several songs that could come to mind. "This Is My Father's World" is the one that came to mind when I read that chapter. But there's a lot in there. You know, no matter how much you dig into this, it seems like the more I dig into it, the more I find that I haven't covered yet. The more verses that I quote and the more verses that I find, I just realize that you're really only scratching the surface about how our song should give praise and honor to God. So we've talked about who. I want to take a little bit of time and talk about why. Why should we sing? You know, in some ways, this is very similar to what we should be singing about. In some ways, we're going to be discussing some of the same topics, but just from a little bit different angle. We know what we're supposed to be singing about, but let's think about it from the angle of why should we sing? What has the Lord given us to sing about? So if you look in, let's look in Psalms chapter 108, verse 4. Psalms chapter 108, verse 4 says, "For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds." Now, I'm going to go ahead and back up, because I don't want to start right there in the middle of that. Verse 1 says, "O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praises, even with my glory. Awake, psaltery, and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. And I will sing praises unto thee among the nations." And that's when it gets into verse 4, and it says, "For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds." So when he's saying "for," he's telling us why. He said what he's going to do. He's going to sing. And then in verse 4, it tells us why. He says, because God's mercy is great above the heavens, and because his truth reacheth unto the clouds. That's just one example. There's many, many, many in here, and we don't have time to cover all of them, but we're going to try to hit just a few more. If you look in Exodus chapter 15, we've been spending a lot of our time, of course, in the book of Psalms. We're gonna back up a little bit further in the Old Testament here. We're going to go to Exodus chapter 15, starting in verse 1. It says, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. So you find here, of course, this is where the Lord basically let the children of Israel cross on dry land at the Red Sea. The Pharaoh and his army came through, and the Lord made the Red Sea actually drowned them. He destroyed a whole army. And what you find here is that they say, I will sing unto the Lord, and then you find that little word for again. So in other words, he's explaining why we're going to be singing to the Lord. He says, for he hath triumphed gloriously. And I can think of a lot of songs that would make me think about the triumph of the Lord. I've already mentioned one of them in this study, but I'm going to say it again. The song Christ Arose is an excellent song to talk about his triumph. That song deals with how he was crucified. They put him in the grave. But he had victory over death. He had victory over the grave, and he arose. He had the power over death and hell. He arose. And that is a really, really neat song. I encourage you, if you haven't heard that song, find a hymn, look it up, and read the words. It's a beautiful song. And I love the way when you sing the song Christ Arose, it starts off kind of slow because it's talking about they've crucified him, they've put him in the grave. And then when you hit the chorus, it speeds up. And it starts talking about the fact that he had victory over it. And the song and the music actually kind of flow with that message. It emphasizes the message about Christ's victory over death and hell. All right, we'll try to talk about one more. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 actually talks about... showing his glory is really what we're shooting for in that verse. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9 is where we're going to be at. It says, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works, glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. So you find here in verse 9, again, it says, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Why should we sing? Because we're supposed to be proclaiming his glory. We're supposed to be telling others about what he's done. The Lord has much power. The Lord has and deserves much glory. We should be singing and telling that to others. The song, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, I think that's a great song to talk about his glory and the honor that he deserves.
It is truly a wonderful thing to know that when we receive the victory that God so richly gives to us, and undeserving as we are, that we can sing praises and honor his name because he has supplied all these victories for us. If you have enjoyed this series on scriptural biblical music, we invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, where you can sing songs of praise and adoration to our great Savior and King, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Our service times are Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, morning worship at 11. The night services begin at 4 with our prayer service at 4:30. Wednesday evening service at 7 p.m. We invite you to come and join us as we worship our great God. Thank you now for listening.